we are going to do a very special segment with one of the greatest Bears fans ever.
More than you?
This guy is absolutely diehard, just bleeds orange and blue. His name is Roy, and we'll talk to him about his very cool website, BearsHistory.com. You know, this is a very special, special time for me, my friend.
Mike Steven, the biggest Bears fan I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, you know, but I gotta say, I'm a pretty big Bears fan, but there are bigger Bears fans out there than I.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm serious. I have a jersey that's got my name on it. It's a Bears jersey. I've got, right now I'm wearing the Bears scarf.
You're wearing the Bears scarf inside.
The classic Bears scarf that I've had for, let's see, 12 years. 12 years. And it really hasn't been washed a whole lot. I can't believe I just said that. But I'm a big Bears fan. Ever since I was young, my family, Bears fans. And the Bears, of course, are going to the Super Bowl on Sunday for Super Bowl 41. And they're playing the Colts, and I am beside myself, going out of my mind. And sometimes when I've got a moment during the day, sometimes I'll just Google Bears, Chicago Bears, Chicago Bears football, something like that, Chicago Bears trivia. I did that not too long ago, and this website popped up on my screen. This website called BearsHistory.com. And it's a really incredible website. I'm not kidding. Go right now, open up your web browser, go to BearsHistory.com, because this website is so thorough and so interesting. If you're a Bears fan, or if you're a fan of football in general, it's got the complete history of the Chicago Bears. It also has just some really neat pictures and trivia, and there's all kinds of things on BearsHistory.com. The owner of BearsHistory.com is Roy Taylor. He lives in the Chicagoland area, and he is a giant Bears fan, and I'm excited to have Roy here on the phone. Roy, welcome to Outside the Loop Radio.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys, and I have to say, you remember those days where people would make fun of you just for wearing anything that said Bears on it, let alone a scarf inside, so it's certainly nice to have it the other way around these days.
You're absolutely right. I remember the days when it was so difficult to be a Bears fan, because you had the Wanstead days, and then of course the demise of Ditka, and then Dick Geron, but now we're on top, aren't we?
And the worst part of it was seeing more Green Bay Packers apparel being worn in Chicago than Bears apparel. So those people now, I'd like to know that.
You know, I don't get that, Roy. How is that? We live in a sports town, and Chicago has such a unique identity. How is it that I see a decent amount of Green Bay Packers gear here in the city?
Well, obviously they're coming to a real city to live and work, right?
See, I like that response. I like that response. Well, Roy, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. BearsHistory.com. Tell me a little bit about how that came about.
Well, just like you, I grew up as a Bears fan since I was 8 years old, and that stuck with me, obviously. I came out with my undergraduate degree and wasn't very computer literate, but I went back and got a master's degree at Illinois Institute of Technology, and one of my classes was to design a website. Luckily, I learned how to do that good, and I had to pick a subject for it, and so obviously my first thought was to do something. When I first started going on the internet, back like you talked about, I used to search for Bears. I'd think, boy, I'd like to see something written about Neil Anderson or Jim Harbaugh or some of these guys that people forget about, and I had the opportunity to do that myself, so it's been a labor of love and a lot of fun.
So what year did BearsHistory.com go online?
I put it together in 99 and 2000. It's been there long enough where, you know, it's been, I guess, simmering and percolating for all these years that nobody really paid too much attention to the Bears, and it's just gone, my traffic has gone through the roof the last month, as you'd probably imagine.
Well, I absolutely can imagine. Now, Roy, this website, like I said, it is pretty detailed. There's a lot of stuff on there. There's a lot of information about the Chicago Bears. How did you go about getting all of this Chicago Bears information?
Well, that's a good question. Anybody, you know, obviously, Being a season ticket holder, I've been lucky to collect a lot of media guides. So that's my source of statistics, and you can find statistics from seasons in a lot of places. But one of the interesting things about my site is, you know, obviously I wasn't alive even in the 60s or the 50s. I couldn't write a story about every season for the 87 years of Bears football. But what I did do, I went to my first game in 1979, and my first thought in putting my very first little bit of a site together in school was I wrote a little story about every season, and all of those stories you can click on from 1979 to 2005 and 2006, and there will be a story about each season, what happened, and all that's from my memory because I followed it so closely, and all that stuff stuck in my mind. Now, my wife might say that it'd be better if, like, geometry and chemistry stuck in my mind when I was in school, but, you know, we each have our talents, so that's how that happened.
Well, what are some of those stories? What's a story that jumps out in your mind when someone says, Roy, what's a really cool anecdote about a season that you experienced from the Chicago Bears?
Well, like I said, I remember things, and I'll give you 1997, for example. That's newer. That's not me remembering back from when I was a little kid. But on one of the sports radio stations in Chicago in 1977, I remember they had Eric Kramer on the air, and a couple of the hosts kind of bombarded him as to why he was smiling on the sidelines when the Bears were getting killed by the Detroit Lions, and there was a blow-up on the radio station. And that's not up there right now, but that's one of the next things. Actually, I haven't expanded on some of the really bad seasons. We'll save that for after the Bears win the Super Bowl, hopefully. But I'd like to put those little things up there that not everybody might remember, like Mike Ditka throwing gum at the woman in San Francisco in 1987. That's another example of something like that. These things, people go and visit, they'll say, oh, I remember that, you know, and I put it all together in one place. And there's also a section on the site called Chicago Bears Lore. And in that, I just went out and I researched interesting subjects. I have articles up there about Walter Payton and Brian Piccolo. Brian Piccolo is one of the most highly visited pages on the site because there are so many people in the world Googling his name. There's also a story about the poor history of Chicago Bears quarterbacks, about Soldier Field, about the feud between Dick and Ryan. So there's a lot of information. You can spend a lot of time there.
You've talked to so many people about the Chicago Bears, and you are a fan yourself. You interact with fans. You go to games. Like you said, you're a season ticket holder. What is it about the Chicago Bears fans, that atmosphere in Soldier Field, the camaraderie between the Chicago Bears fans, what is it that makes it so special about being a Bears fan or going to a Bears game?
Boy, that's hard to put into words. You know, the one thing I'll say is, you know, they've been so loyal. I mean, the stadium wasn't as full back in the day when we weren't doing so well in the Wannstedt years, you might have mentioned before, in the Geron years. But, you know, there's always – I just feel this sense of civic pride. Now, I didn't even grow up in the city, but to me it's always been – you know, your sports allegiances should be an extension of your civic pride. I know there are people somehow that have grown up in a city and ended up following a different sports team. I don't know how that could possibly happen. But I can't even put into words how special Bears fans are. It's just, you know, it's great to hang out with them. And I've had the opportunity to travel around to different cities and you know, there are the diehard football towns. I can't give Green Bay too much of a hard time about this because they're diehard up there, obviously, also. I'll give that to them. but there's just nothing quite like being on the lakefront getting ready for a Bears game and hanging out with the real Bears fans.
Yeah, speaking of that, there really is nothing like tailgating, and it really is just an incredible experience. If you hear our voices right now and you have not gone tailgating at Soldier Field, you got to get out there next season because it is, you talk about camaraderie and just like a big family where everything is everyone's. It's the best time in the world.
And I just started tailgating hardcore in the last 7 or 8 years, but you're right, and I just can't think of a, you know, I've tailgated a lot of different cities also, and you know, as a comparison, we went to Cincinnati in 2001, and the parking lot didn't start to fill up until 10 a.m., and one of the places you tailgated was inside a parking garage, and contrast that to Soldier Field, where people are out there before 6 in the morning, and there's just not a better place that I have been to. I mean, perhaps Miami would have a good view, or San Francisco, I can imagine that, but just being on the lakefront, you know, on a beautiful day and cooking up some food and playing some games and talking football. There's nothing like it.
What do you think of the new renovated Soldier Field?
You know, personally, because I like a lot of other fans, had been in the old stadium, there was a point where I thought, you know, the old Soldier Field was just like Wrigley and we have to preserve it and it's a classic. But after so many years of, walking around in urine and realizing that the view from the old stadium was just really terrible. As you went up in the stands, you also went back. Something just had to be done. And I understand the looks of it are very different, and it does trouble me that after Indianapolis opens their new stadium, the Bears will have the smallest stadium in the NFL when there's so many people dying to have tickets. Mm-hmm. But it's such an improvement over the old place. I just wish they would have built more men's room in the new one.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. Roy, are you going to Miami to Super Bowl 41?
That's the question of the week for anybody that visits me on the site, along with all my coworkers and friends and family. I've probably been asked the question 50 times because they can't imagine that I would possibly miss it. I've made every road trip I could, but unfortunately, the common guy like me has really been shut out of it. Nobody can say they can't get tickets because anybody can get tickets, but everybody has their price, and my price is barely face value, and that's not happening. And I guess I've just told myself that there are worse fates that could befall someone than having to watch your team in the Super Bowl with a bunch of friends and family on a big screen in your basement.
Yeah, you know, it's really unfortunate, and I've said this before to friends about the diehard fans really lose out here because there are so many people who would love to go see the Bears win the Super Bowl, but they just can't afford it because these tickets are so damn expensive.
Yeah, I mentioned to my wife last night watching some of the coverage at the NFL kickoff party, the big celebration they're throwing. I told her, you know, exactly. There's so many celebrities there that can afford to be there that could not care less about either team or maybe even football. And it's really sad that yes, the true fans can't be there, but that is the way it is.
Well, now, speaking of watching the Super Bowl this Sunday, Roy, if you go to bearshistory.com, you can actually take a virtual tour of your basement. And your basement, by the way, I at some point in my life, I'm coming over and I'm watching a Bears game because it is so insanely decorated with Bears stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to have you. This is another dream of mine. We were able to move into a house. I collected all this material when I had a house that I had no place to put it up. So when we found a place with an unfinished basement and an area to build a bar and hang everything on the walls, that was just a dream come true of mine. So yeah, it's everything I would want in a bar if I was going to go out and drink, except it's in my house, and that's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's right. Your commute is absolutely fantastic, huh?
Yes.
Well, Roy, what is your prediction? I've got to ask you this. You are the owner of BearsHistory.com, a Bears fan, a Bears aficionado. What is your prediction for Super Bowl 41?
You know, I don't think I've made a score prediction in my life on a Bears game or any other game. I try to stay out of that business. One thing I'll say is I think the Bears have as good a chance against the Colts, and that's hard to believe because the Colts have rolled the last few years through the first three quarters of the season. And there was a point in time this season that I would have thought Indianapolis would have been the last team I would have liked to see in the Super Bowl. But after Indianapolis's late season showing, and they did rebound in the playoffs, but I found myself thinking, boy, it'd be nice if we could get them if we get to the Super Bowl. So if the Bears can get some points on the board and they're not playing from behind and they don't have to throw to win the game, I love their chances. If we go out and throw a bunch of interceptions and go down early, then it's going to be a tough night. But I really do like the Bears' chances, and of course, I hope we're going to do it.
Go to bearshistory.com right now. Roy Taylor is the owner of that website. Bearshistory.com will link up on our website. Roy, Super Bowl, Super Bears, keep the faith, and we will be celebrating a Vince Lombardi trophy here in Chicago.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.